Nolte, dying corporate media fail to gaslight public with January 6 hysteria. By John Nolte on January 6, 2022. The corporate media's failure to gain any traction with this absurd January 6 hysteria is a heartening thing to witness. Think about what's happening right now. For an entire year, the organized left and the establishment media have been pooling all their corrupt resources to turn a mostly peaceful anti-vote fraud protest into a threat to democracy. Into the equivalent of 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. For a whole year, the corporate media have been plotting and scheming with the backing of a kangaroo congressional inquiry along with billions and billions of corporate dollars. And still, this narrative has failed entirely. No one cares. Poll after poll after poll after poll backs up the fact that no one freaking cares. The American people know what happened on January 6th. They know a protest against vote fraud got out of hand when a bunch of idiots turned violent. They know that's the extent of it and that the people responsible are being punished, end of story. But the American people also know that all of this ginned-up hysteria and outrage about January 6th being a 9/11 or Pearl Harbor or an act of insurrection and terrorism is pure propaganda coming from a media desperate to gaslight the public into something laughable. The truth is this, thanks to new media, everyone knows none of the January 6th protesters were armed and that no one, not one person, has been charged with insurrection or terrorism. What's more, the only person killed that day was Ashley Babbitt, one of the protesters. The American people also didn't forget last year as they watched in horror while the media and Democrats cheered on and encouraged months and months of unprecedented left-wing rioting in more than a dozen Democrat-run cities. And let's not forget that many of those Black Lives Matter riots included coordinated attacks on democracy itself, on police departments, and state capitals. So from where I sit, today's failure to put over this January 6th narrative is one more watershed that proves just how diminished the corporate media are. How little power they now have to influence public opinion. Think about this. 10 years ago, back in 2012, the same media were able to club the Republican Party into submission using nothing more than a stupid comment about rape made by Missouri U.S. Senate candidate Todd Akin. Do you remember that? One Republican says something stupid about rape. Everyone in the GOP, including presidential nominee Mitt Romney, immediately disavowed what Akin said. And still, the media had the power to use Akin as a cudgel to tie the GOP up in knots. For weeks and weeks and weeks, right up until the presidential election, the media made Akin the defining issue of the 2020 campaign. That's how much power the media had just 10 years ago. Well, look at the media today. They can't even put over January 6th. Billions of dollars at their disposal, all the major newspapers, two 24/7 cable news outlets, and they still can't gain any traction outside of their elite bubble. And it's not just the polls linked above that prove the media no longer have the ability to gaslight us. Look at Joe Biden's miserable job approval ratings. If you recall, the media's Todd Akin narrative was all about distracting the public from then-President Obama's deadly mishandling of Benghazi and the subsequent cover-up. Today, the media's motive behind the January 6th hysteria is precisely the same. To try and rescue Joe Biden from his own failures. To try and save the Democrats' congressional majorities in this year's midterms. And to distract us from the fact that there was indeed some serious vote-related tomfoolery during the 2020 election. But this time it's not working. Biden's poll numbers remain abysmal. The Democrats will get wiped out in November. And a majority of voters want to see our election laws tightened, including Democrat voters. So what's changed since 2012? Why the dramatic decline in the media's power to influence public opinion? Well, there's only one reason for that, and it's new media. Using the truth, over the last decade, new media, including social media warriors, have exposed the corporate media's breathtaking corruption. As a result, trust in the corporate media has declined to levels that seemed impossible 10 years ago. New media are also able to set their own narratives and agendas. As a result, we're finally able to compete with the corrupt media to shape the national conversation. 10 years ago, all new media could do was react to and complain about Todd Akin-style media corruption. Today, we spend much less time on defense and more of our resources to generate our own narratives that offer facts and reason instead of hyperbolic, fact-free nonsense about 9/11 and insurrection. Today, We are seeing a media covered in flop sweat flailing away at their dead horse. Today is a good day, a very good day. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.